What's up, folks? Andrew Torba here, CEO of Gab.com. We have an exciting show for you this morning. This is Free Speech Radio. Fortnite is taking on the Apple App Store. What a time to be alive. Finally, other people, other developers are waking up to Apple's abuse of market power and abuse of the monopoly that they have over iOS app distribution and the duopoly that both Apple and Google have over mobile app distribution in general. So finally, we have some very big developers. Fortnite is one of the biggest games in the world. So if we have Fortnite, which is now banned from Apple's iOS App Store for refusing to pay the extortion tax, basically, that Apple has, which is 30% of the revenue that you make as a mobile app developer for iOS has to go to Apple, which of course is ludicrous, right? Absolutely ludicrous to have to pay 30% of your revenue to one company just to distribute a mobile application, right? This is absolute madness, and this is a story that has been developing for many years now. It's not just Fortnite. There are many others who have called out Apple, who have gone after Apple for their unfair business practices, for their unfair market manipulation and market power that is absolutely being abused. And today or yesterday may have been a turning point. It may have been a tipping point for this situation. And hopefully we'll see many developers wake up from this, and hopefully we'll see a transition of developers stopping the development of native iOS apps and instead centering their focus on the progressive web apps, or a PWA. So what a PWA is it's basically an application that, you know, performs and looks and feels like a native application, but it's not listed on Apple's App Store. It's not listed on Google's App Store. For most cases, most websites, most apps can do this pretty easily, and consumers can install these apps and not need to install native applications from the Apple App Store or from the Google Play Store. This is something that Gab has really been leading the industry on out of necessity for many years now, because we have never been allowed in the Apple App Store, and we were banned from the Google Play Store as soon as we started trending number one. As soon as we hit the number one app in the Google Play Store, that's when they decided to ban us. So for many years now, we've been developing our mobile version as a progressive web app, meaning you can add our app to your home screen on both iOS devices and on Android devices without installing the app directly from your home screen. Now, the only downside that it has on Apple is there's no push notifications. So you won't be able to get push notifications, those pop-up alerts with the iOS version of this, but with the Android version of this, it does have push notifications, and it looks, it feels, it performs just like a native application would if you downloaded it from the Google Play Store or from the Apple App Store. So I'll get into that in a little bit, but for now, let's discuss the story, and let's discuss some of the other stuff that's going on as well over the past couple of years, and what other major developers are saying about Apple's App Store and their abuse of market power. So this was an article in the New York Times last year that highlighted how Apple abuses its market power to propel its own applications in certain categories above that of competitors. So if you open the App Store on an iPhone in May of 2018 and typed in the word podcast in the search box, you would see the first top result is an ad for the podcast app that is built by Apple. Then the very first result after an ad is Apple Podcasts. Then the next result is Apple's Compass app, which has, of course, nothing to do with podcasts. Then it's Apple's Find My Friends app, which, of course, has nothing to do with podcasts and is also a native app that is built by Apple. Then you have Apple's Tips app, which, once again, has absolutely nothing to do with podcasting and is another app that is built by Apple. Then you have Apple TV. Then you have Apple Watch app. Then you have Apple's Files app. Then you have the iTunes Store app. Then you have the Home app, Apple Books, Apple Reminders, Apple News, Apple Contacts, Apple Voice Memos, and the list goes on. And then finally, you have to go through as many as 14 different Apple-made apps in order to find a podcasting app from a different publisher. One of the first ones was Audible, which is built by Amazon. And then we have TuneIn, which is another podcasting app. Overcast was another podcasting app. So what Apple was doing is rigging the search results of their for different things. So for podcasting, if you search podcasts, if you search music, here's another perfect example. And Spotify went after Apple big time for this. So before Apple Music arrived in the App Store, Spotify was the first result for years when you searched for the word music on the App Store. And then Apple Music was added to the store in June of 2016, and it instantly took the top spot away from Spotify when you search for music on the App Store. And they bumped Spotify down to fourth place in the results. Then in February of 2018, Apple's app suddenly appeared in the top six results for music. So if you searched music on the App Store, you would see Apple Music first, then you would see their app GarageBand, their app Music Memos, the Apple app iTunes Remote, the Apple app Logic Remote, and then finally the iTunes Store app. Excuse me. Way below that, you would see Spotify, you would see YouTube Music, and other competing apps. Then by the end of 2018, they made it even worse, and they bumped in two other apps of theirs. So they bumped in iMovie and Clips. So you had to scroll down pretty far in order to see any competing apps with Apple's products. At this point, Spotify was bumped down to the 23rd result for search. So Spotify went from being number one in the App Store when you would search for music for years, down to the 23rd result once Apple launched Apple Music, which of course is a direct competitor. Spotify complained to European regulators in March that Apple was abusing its role as a gatekeeper in the App Store. By April, all but two of Apple's apps disappeared from the top search results for, quote, music. So, you know, as soon as Spotify went to regulators and said, Apple's abusing their market power here, which is absolutely correct, you know, magically, Apple removed a bunch of their own apps from those search results and bumped Spotify back up to the fourth place, and then allowed YouTube Music and SoundCloud and a few others to jump up in there. So this is the type of behavior that Apple is doing. They're abusing their market power to stifle market competition. And Google does the same thing, by the way. Google does the same thing. So, you know, they, if you search for or restaurants or for locations, they bump down Yelp results, for example. There was a big, I believe, lawsuit from Yelp on that. You know, maps, any sort of, you know, search result that Google has a correlating product with, they will fill all of the first page, all the top results with their own products versus any competing products, any of the companies that have for years built up, you know, communities and built up content and built up big websites, you know, to serve that need. As soon as Google figured out that they were gaining traction, they basically cloned it, came out with their own version of it, and then ranked their own version at the top of search results, and it started to destroy these other businesses. So, you know, this is what these companies do. They gain monopoly power over search, over, you know, iOS app distribution, and they watch to see what the market does. They let the market innovate. They let people like Spotify and others innovate, and then they copy them, and then they bump them down in the search results, and they bump their own apps up. That this is just a clear abuse of market power. It's such a clear example, and it's not just with music. It's not just with podcasting. This New York Times article that did a very in-depth, I'm not a fan of the New York Times, but this is one of my favorite articles that they've ever done. It did a very in-depth review of how the results for certain search terms have changed over time. So, you know, music was one that Apple did it with, TV, video, maps. And again, Google is doing all of this same stuff. You know, they changed their algorithms, they changed their search results, and all of a sudden, magically, all of the apps that Apple launches themselves to compete with these market leaders across different verticals are now bumped up the top, and their competitors are bumped way down the bottom where consumers are likely not to scroll, right? So, you know, with that in mind, that is the context of what is leading up to what happened yesterday. Fortnite Maker challenges Apple and Google's App Store rules through direct payment discounts. Fortnite maker Epic Games on Thursday announced new payment options that allow customers to buy in-game credits directly from Epic Games on both Android and iPhone. The direct payment option to Epic appears to skirt Apple's App Store and Google's Play Store rules, which require Epic to give those firms a 30% cut of revenue made through the app. Unbelievable. So they did this yesterday, and almost immediately, Apple blocked Fortnite and removed Fortnite from the App Store. Then Fortnite turned around and immediately sued Apple and Google after the game was yanked from both app stores. The company behind Fortnite has all but declared war on big tech after the game was pulled from Apple's App Store and Google Play, thanks to a recent update that skirted mandatory fees for in-app payments. The popular title Fortnite was scrubbed from the App Store following a major update on Thursday, which allowed players to make direct payments to Fortnite developers Epic Games, circumventing a 30% fee required on the platform. In response, Epic has sued Apple, accusing the company of, quote, anti-competitive restraints and monopolistic practices. They are absolutely correct. Apple has blocked Fortnite from the App Store, removing everyone's ability to install and update the game on iOS devices, Epic said in a statement, adding that the tech giant is, quote, keeping prices high so that they can collect 30% of your payments and is blocking Fortnite in order to prevent Epic from passing on the savings to consumers. Apple has addressed the complaint, arguing that Epic has had agreed to the App Store terms and guidelines freely, adding that the fact that their business interests now lead them to push for a special arrangement does not change the fact that these guidelines create a level playing field for all developers. Of course, unless you're Gab. Later on Thursday, the game developer announced that Fortnite had been blocked on the Google Play Store as well. Though Epic offered no other details on the ban, the company has filed another lawsuit against Google for similar anti-competitive practices. Like Apple, Google also requires games on its platform to use an officially approved payment system, both taking the same 30% cut. Google responded by explaining that while Fortnite remains available on Android, we can no longer make it available on the Google Play Store because it violates our policies, which it said were fair to developers. In response, Epic released this video of the classic, iconic 1984 ad, which Apple ran, I believe it was in the year 1984, about them going up against Big Brother, which at the time was IBM. So now Fortnite has kind of inversed that ad and positioned themselves as going up against Big Brother, which is now Apple. So, you know, the tables have turned and Apple has become all that they used to fight against back in the 80s. What else is going on? Rumors of Apple's virtual fitness classes competing with third parties raise the scrutiny of Apple's 30% App Store tax. So it seems that the dominoes are all falling here. You know, this is not just Fortnite. You know, tons of other developers are raising the alarm about Apple's monopolistic behavior and anti-competitive behavior and abuse of market power. The tax gives Apple's own services a margin advantage against competing apps that are forced to pay their 30% fee. Apple is reportedly developing a new subscription for virtual fitness classes that can be accessed via iPhone, iPad, and Apple TV. According to Bloomberg, the fitness subscription is codenamed Seymour. Apple will be offering it as part of a higher-end bundle with the rest of its existing services, and discounts on these bundles could be more than $5 per month. A few weeks before this report, lawmakers started looking more closely at Apple's practices of extracting a 30% fee from apps after it suddenly started demanding a commission from fitness class app ClassPass. So this is, again, exactly what I said earlier, that Apple watches the App Store. They see what apps are making the most money. They see what apps are getting the most traction. They then clone those services. They launch into those verticals. They stifle competition with lower prices and higher rankings in the App Store search results and in app rankings. And that's how they destroy their competition. They abuse their market power to absolutely annihilate their competition. What they're doing is illegal. We have antitrust laws for a reason. We need to use them. This is the bigger issue. People like to talk about Section 230 and all this nonsense. The app stores are the key. The app store duopoly is the key. Telegram CEO slams Apple for censoring in-app content and hiding this censorship from users. Telegram CEO took aim at Apple's tight grip on the apps that are allowed in the App Store and when they're allowed to update. The CEO of the popular messaging app Telegram has slammed Apple for the way it blocks certain apps from its App Store, like Gab, and restricts the content that's allowed in its approved apps. It pointed to the restrictions that Apple has imposed on Telegram, which not only require the messaging app to censor content, but also force the developers to hide this fact from users in some instances. He said, Apple even restricts us app developers from telling our users that certain content was hidden for iPhone users specifically at Apple's request. Apple should realize how ridiculous their attempt to globally censor content looks. Imagine a web browser deciding which websites you are allowed to view. So this is happening. People are starting to wake up. We have major companies, major developers, speaking out about this. We have major developers taking action against this. And actually, Gab is mentioned in this article. Free speech software company Gab's experience with Apple is one of the most illuminating examples of how Apple's censorship can prevent competitors to the entrenched big tech companies from reaching mobile customers. Gab has created several alternatives to the main services offered by social media giants, including an alternative free speech social network, an alternative web browser, and an alternative news aggregator. Gab has attempted to distribute mobile versions of its social network and Dissenter browser via the App Store, but Apple has rejected them and subsequently banned Gab's developer account, a move that prevents Gab from submitting any apps to the App Store whatsoever. When they rejected our Dissenter browser, Apple admitted that we didn't violate any terms, but rejected the app based solely on defamatory and mean-spirited content in Gab's other products outside of the App Store, which is absurd. Antitrust Commission opens investigation into Apple's App Store rules. So this is some good news out of the European Union, and this is what the U.S. needs to do as well. The European Commission has opened formal antitrust investigations to assess whether Apple's rules for app developers on the distribution of apps via the App Store violate EU competition rules. The investigations concern, in particular, the mandatory use of Apple's own proprietary in-app purchase system and restrictions on the ability of developers to inform iPhone and iPad users of alternative, cheaper purchasing possibilities outside of the apps. So we have the EU investigating this from an antitrust angle, and we need to see the United States follow the same pattern here, follow the same pattern. After Spotify, Telegram files a complaint against Apple's App Store commission fee. So we have Spotify, we have Telegram, we have Epic Games, the maker of Fortnite. We have plenty of major apps, major businesses that are coming forward and fighting back against Apple's monopoly, against Apple's unfair business practices. So I think that this may be the beginning of a landslide awakening of mobile developers, of a landslide awakening of consumers to what Apple is doing. And maybe something will be done. We'll see. Antitrust is the solution here. Will the United States step up and follow the EU's lead with an antitrust angle? We will find out. Anyway, folks, that's what I have for you today. If you support Gab, please consider upgrading to Gab Pro at pro.gab.com. We are 100% funded by people like you. You can unlock additional features on the site and help us support the site and pay for operational costs, among other things. Thank you for your support. Thank you for tuning in. And remember to speak freely.